over grazing. Constant grazing by a large number of animals in a given area may expose the soil to erosion and surface compacting. Effects of overgrazing. Hooves of animals compact the soil, reduces permeability of water and air, increases the rate of erosion, removes vegetation cover. Surface compacting. It is the formation of a dense and hard layer on the surface of the soil. Continuous or constant working over the soil by people or livestock makes the soil compact, thus affecting nutrient uptake by roots. Effects of surface compacting. It reduces air contact in the soil. It reduces nutrient uptake because plenty of air enables roots to absorb nutrients. It reduces permeability of water. It reduces availability of nitrates because the activity of denitrifying bacteria is encouraged. Burning of vegetation before planting. This destroys nutrients as well as microorganisms. Effects of burning of vegetation. It destroys nutrients. It kills soil organisms. It destroys humus. It causes erosion. Conservation of soil. Soil conservation is the protection, preserving and careful management of soil in order to maintain its fertility. Ways to maintain soil fertility. Shifting cultivation, crop rotation, manuring, overcropping, strip cropping, duration, irrigation. Shifting cultivation. A piece of land is cleared and crops are planted for some number of years. When soil fertility decreases, the plot of land is left for several years for fertility of the land to restore. Crop rotation. It is a method of growing different types of crops on the same piece of land in a definite cycle over a long period of time to check erosion and maintain soil fertility. A piece of land is divided into several plots. Different crops with different nutrients requirements are planted in successive seasons in a definite cycle. It is ensured that deep-rooted crops follow shallow-rooted ones to align nutrients uptake from different levels of soil. Leguminous crops are included in the rotation to add nitrates to the soil. Microorganisms living in their root noodles fix nitrogen from the atmosphere. There is a follow period after some time. Principles of crop rotation. 1. Deep-rooted crops alternate shallow-rooted ones in order to take nutrients at different soil levels. Legumes are included in rotation to add nitrates to the soil. Crops of the same family should not follow each other since they have similar nutrient requirements. Pest attack diseases. There should be follow period for each plot of after a number of seasons of cultivation. Advantages of crop rotation. 1. It checks pests and diseases. 2. It checks erosion. 3. Addition of legumes add nutrients to the soil. 4. Deep-rooted crops and shallow-rooted crops alternating ensure uptake of nutrients at different levels of the soil. 5. It preserves virgin forest since it is practiced at the expense of shifting cultivation. 6. It also reduces excessive use of inorganic fertilizers. Cover cropping. It is the growing of certain plants to cover and protect the surface of the soil. Roots of cover crops hold soil particles together to reduce erosion. Leaves of cover crops prevent the direct impact of rainfall and wind on the soil, thereby not losing the soil. Leaves also reduce evaporation rates from soil surface and prevents overheating during dry season. Examples of cover crops are sweet potatoes, Malkina, cowpeas, beans. Advantages of cover cropping. It reduces rate of erosion in order to maintain nutrients in the topsoil. It reduces the rate of evaporation, thereby conserving soil moisture. It reduces overheating of soil, thereby creating conducive environments for soil organisms. It improves activity of soil organisms. It helps in weed control in order to prevent nutrient uptake by roots. Leguminous plants enrich the soil with nitrates. Strip cropping. The land is divided into strips along the contours of a slope in order to check erosion. Strips of narrow living crops alternate to strips of broad living crops. or strips of crops alternate to strips planted right over crops. Terracing. Series of steps of terraces are built along counters of a slope to reduce speed of water down the slope and thereby checking erosion. Planting is done in the horizontal portions of the steps while the vertical sections are retained as walls. Irrigation. Irrigation, the addition of water regularly by artificial means to support plant growth. It is done in times or areas with inadequate water supply. Water is supplied in adequate quantities to avoid waterlogging and also not to waste water. Problems of irrigation. Production of waterlogged soils, increasing salinity of soils, stagnant water breeds vectors of diseases such as malaria and guinea worm. Manuring or fertilizer application. Fertilizer application. It is the addition of inorganic salt into the soil to replace lost ones. It is done in a careful manner in order to avoid killing of young roots. Each plant has its nutrients requirements. Manuring. It's the addition of organic materials or green manure or farm manure to renew humus content. The humus improves soil texture, thereby improving aeration and water holding capacity in the soil. Importance of manuring. It adds nutrients to the soil. It adds humus to the soil. It improves activity of soil organisms. It improves soil structure. Erosion. Erosion is the washing away and removal of soil. Reduced nutrients by wind or water. Types of nutrients by water. There are three types of nutrients caused by water. They are splash erosion, which is the removal of the topsoil by raindrop. Sheet erosion. It involves uniform removal of topsoil over the whole surface of a slope. It occurs as a result of heavy rainfall. It is the most serious form of erosion. Road erosion. It occurs when the rain is less heavy and the mass of water running down the slope produces narrow and shallow channels called rills. Gully erosion. This occurs when rain water continues flowing rapidly down hills and forms steep sided channels called gullies. Erosion by wind. Strong winds carry topsoil away. Examples of such winds are Harmattan wind in West Africa, Monsoon wind in Asia. Ways to reduce erosion. 1. Cover cropping. 2. Terracing. 3. Counter plowing. 4. Strip cropping. 5. Overgrazing. 6. Afforestation. Afforestation is the planting of trees. Trees serve as windbreaks and reduce the direct impact of raindrops in the soil. Mulching. This is the covering of the soil with a suitable material such as grass, cotton, sawdust, etc. to protect the soil against agents of erosion. Importance of mulching. It prevents overheating of soil. It improves soil moisture content. It adds humus to the soil. It reduces erosion. It adds nitrates and other nutrients to the soil. It increases activity of soil organisms. It improves soil pH. Fertilizers. Fertilizer is a mineral salt added to the soil to replace nutrients. It should not be applied very close to the plants in order to prevent the plants from withering. Types of manure. 1. Green manure. This is made up of young green plants, which are mostly leguminous. In green manure, the plants may be cultivated on the land and they plowed back. 2. Animal or farm manure. Animal feces and urine. It is allowed to decay before adding to the soil. Compost. Waste plants and animal material such as dead animals, wood, dead leaves, grass cuttings, etc. Compost making materials are collected into a heap in order to speed up the rate of decay. Water is added and the heap turned at regular intervals. The product is then spread on ridges. Types of irrigation. 1. Basin or flood irrigation. The land is divided into basins using earthworks. The basins are then flooded with water from the main channel. Sprinkler irrigation. Vertical poles having sprinklers are laid across the field. Water is pumped and sprinkled on the whole plot. Trickle irrigation. Underground plastic pipes are laid along the length of plant rows and water made to drip out slowly by each plant. Disadvantages of sprinkler irrigation. It is expensive. 2. Irrigated plots may be limited. Advantages of irrigation. Farmers do not depend on the weather. Crops can be cultivated several times in a year. High yield of crops and productivity. Soil test. Soil test is the analysis of nutrients level and pH level or acidity of soil in order to determine its fertility. It involves chemical extraction of the nutrients from the soil and then analysis the mineral content available for plant growth. It also determines the acidity of the soil. Importance of soil test to save money. Plants do not grow or grow properly. Not damage ecosystem with excessive fertilizer application, types of fertilizer and time of application. Soil test in the section D red nitrogen, phosphorus and potassium. The first note is generally method of unspecified nutrients. Testing for the level of minerals in soil. Dry the soil and remove all debris. Break the soil. Add a universal extracting solution, which is extracting solution of the mineral being tested into a test tube. Add a soil in the test tube. Cover the mouth of the test tube and shake. Leave the mixture to settle. Filter the solution or use pipette to remove liquid into another clean test tube. Add a specific mineral test reagent or indicator. Wait for color to appear. Compare the color change to a standard one color chart. Color shade indicates that the mineral is sufficient, adequate, deficient, or depleted. Precaution in soil test. 1. Avoid touching soil with bare hand. 2. Use clean and dry equipment. Test tube should be clean. 3. Use dry soil. 4. Remove all debris and stone rock. To test for the level of nitrogen in the soil sample. Dry the soil and remove any debris. Break the soil. Add nitrogen extracting solution into a clean test tube. Add the soil into the test tube. Cover the mouth of the test tube and shake gently. Remove cover and leave to settle. Filter the solution or use pipette to remove liquid into another clean test tube. Add nitrogen test indicator powder. Cover the mouth of the test tube and mix gently. Wait for paint color to develop. Compare the results with nitrogen chart to determine the level of nitrogen. To test for the level of phosphorus in a soil sample. Dry the soil and remove the debris. Break the soil. Add a phosphorus extracting solution into clean test tube. Add the soil into the test tube. Cover the mouth of the test tube and shake gently. Remove cover and leave to settle. Filter the solution or use pipette to remove liquid into another clean test tube. Add phosphorus indicator reagent and phosphorus tablet. Cover the mouth of the test tube and mix gently. Wait for the blue color to develop. Compare the results with phosphorus chart to determine the level of phosphorus in the soil. To test for the level of potassium in the soil sample, dry the soil and remove any debris. Break the soil. Add potassium extracting solution into a clean test tube. Add the soil into the test tube. Cover the mouth of the test tube and shake vigorously. Remove cover and leave to settle. Filter the solutions or use pipettes to remove liquid. Add potassium indicator reagent and potassium tablet. Cover the mouth of the test tube and mix gently. Wait for color change from purple to blue. Compare the results with potassium chart to determine the level of potassium in the soil. Feeding relationship and biological association. Feeding relationship. Food chain. Food chain is a linear relationship in an ecosystem in which energy is transferred from plants through a series of organisms by each stage feeding on preceding stage and providing food for the succeeding one. Every food chain is started by a producer and has one or more consumers. Examples of food chains are terrestrial habitats, maize to grasshopper to lizard to hawk to man, green plant insect to lizards to snakes to hawks, plant to moth brain to mantis to lizard, plant to herbivorous bug to predatory bug to lizard. Plant to herbivorous bug to predatory bug to lizard. Plant to moth to predatory bug to lizard. Aquatic habitat. Microscopic algae to mosquito larvae tilapia to kingfisher. Water lettuce to tadpole, to small fish, to big fish, to kingfisher.